From the heart of Tigerland, in the brand spanking new studio at Punt Road's Emmy Bank Centre, it's time for the show that's captured to the imagination of the yellow and black nation. Talking Tigers. Over to you, boys.
Hello, Tiger fans, and welcome back to Talking Tigers, the show that's finishing the home and away season just as strong as the boys are on the field. Today we're going to chat about all the latest from Tigerland, including a preview to the Jack Dyer medal and the Brownlow medal, some great news on Nathan Foley during the week, and all of our regular segments. And as always, Richo and Grinners are here with me in the MA Bank Centre studio.
I see.
Good day.
Here. One of, I reckon, arguably the greatest Australian song of all time.
That's
right up there.
It's
real
a
thing.
Really good song, isn't it?
Russell Morris.
And what makes it even better, he's a true Tiger,
he's
Russell.
He's a true Tiger.
He loves the Tigers.
He does.
Right.
Now, you know why we're playing it too?
No. Why's that?
Well, it was the number one hit back in 1969 when Neil Armstrong landed on the moon. Of course, Neil Armstrong passed away last week at the age 82.
And, of course, the Premiership year as well.
Tiger Premiership year. So.
Do you believe they did step foot on the moon?
Oh, so you've got the conspiracy theory.
I think it was from a studio in Burbank.
Oh, in Burbank.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you might have said
that
it was out in the Navajo desert or something, you know?
Yeah,
it's filmed there.
No, they reckon that they didn't actually make it to the moon.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's very controversial.
Well, for all of our, for 98% of our listeners, who I'm sure enjoy old songs like that, next week we will finish with a, next week's show, there will be a remix.
Are we having a show
It's already
next
been
week?
Planned.
Yeah, we've got a show next week.
Yeah, well,
of course
well, it's the post Jack Dyer.
Oh, it is, of course.
A big show next week. And we'll be having a few shows, a few specials, won't we, in the off-season?
Could be a bit hazy next Thursday.
Yeah, it could be a bit hazy.
So it'll be Thursday next week.
It'll
then.
Be Thursday after the Jack Dyer medal on the Wednesday night. Which tickets still on sale, aren't they?
They are. You go to richmondfc.com.au. You can buy them online.
Geez, it'll be a big night.
Massive night.
And come up and say hello.
We will preview the Jack Dyer medal. It is on the rundown.
I know that. So just
read the rundown.
Yep.
We've only been doing this for 24, 25 weeks now.
I like to be spontaneous.
And you still don't realise that we
like
have a rundown.
I like a bit of spontaneity.
That's what it's called, a rundown for. Yeah, you look at it and you don't talk about things that are coming up.
Just move on.
Speaking of spontaneity, this morning we got into the office and we were greeted, Greeners, by the stats. The Talking Tigers download stats.
I've just got my thesaurus here that I'm flicking through and I'm trying to find a bigger word than juggernaut. What is a bigger word? Than
Probably as big as they can get, really.
Could you explain to our myriad of listeners what our...
Well, I think we are almost at a million downloads for the year. Is that extraordinary stuff?
That can't be right.
iTunes Australia, official counter.
Yeah. You haven't misread them, have you?
As John Lennon once said, we're bigger than Jesus.
Is that right? is that 100% true?
Bona fide figures.
It's fantastic.
Massive.
What was our biggest
month? These are Apple ratings, aren't they?
Well, in May we had 250,000.
290,000, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know, mate.
I think it was 290,000.
Yeah, well, you go with it, mate. You're that big.
It's extraordinary.
You are that
absolutely
big,
extraordinary. Yeah. We are just on top of the top of the world.
Yeah.
Over the moon. Now, Neil Armstrong.
I've walked in a little bit late.
this
morning,
as you normally do.
Yeah. And you boys were just strutting around the office like I've never seen. The figures are impressive. No, don't get me wrong.
More than impressive.
Direct from Apple. But need I remind you two blokes?
What?
There wouldn't be a show without me.
The
figures that you've just given me there, that's not good news for the Chief, Brendan Gale, because I will be taking those figures in.
I'm sure you will be.
He might have to add a few zeros under that contract.
Do you think he might be able to look after us along the way somewhere? That'd be good too.
Oh, well, you do still, you are saying that you're just as big as Richo in this
program. I'm the glue that holds this show together, and
just,
you know that.
I'll try and look after you. It's a bit like Tom Brady with his linemen who protect him. If they protect him and he doesn't get tackled X amount of times for the year, Tom buys them all a big Escalade or something at the end of the year. You never know, boys. You never know. I might buy you something.
Yeah, I'll just settle for a pair of Borsellinos at some stage.
That's good, though. That's very nice.
No, we're wrapped in that. And thank you to all our loyal listeners out there. Yeah, they're the ones that have made this show the runaway ratings winner that it is.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we'd be happy with the show regardless, but thanks for listening.
Well, we would, too.
Thanks to Richo for agreeing to do it.
Yeah, goodness me. I mean, geez, we're humble. We, you know, we're forever humble to be in his mere presence.
Exactly right. Exactly right. All right, let's get on to some serious footy talk, and that's Cotch Watch time, the new segment of Talking Tigers.
Oh, yeah. We just do a whole show on him, really.
Yeah. So first off, these Greeners, you've written this during the week.
He's won
the
yesterday. Well,
he can't lose.
He's unbeatable. Dane Beams could tie.
What award is this?
This is the AFL Coaches Association.
So Beams would have to get full votes this week, and Koch would have to get zero.
But even if that happened, because I contacted them yesterday, AFL-CA, and they would be joint winners, which has only happened once in the awards history. Well, so they both be winners. So he's won.
Well done. That's a great achievement.
It's an enormous effort.
To be recognised by the coaches, I reckon. Because they know what they know what's required out there more than anyone.
Exactly. Absolutely. So that's I would say first of many awards he's going to win.
What about the age one? Where is he in that?
He's now, what is he, seven ahead of his next?
I think that's right, seven ahead of Joe Watson, who quite surprisingly, some might say, polled votes on Friday night, which, was a bit surprising, I would have thought.
He got six, Koch got seven.
I wouldn't have thought he was in Essendon's best four or five players on the ground on Friday night.
Well, our coaches thought he was.
Yeah.
Who? Joe Watson?
Well, if he got six votes...
This is in the Age Award.
Oh, sorry.
No, this is the Age Award. Yeah. But anyway... So, first of many awards that you would think he would win not only this year but in the years to come, which is fantastic. The other thing about the Coaches Award is that Brett DeLudio, who got 10 votes, who was our best vote getter on Friday night, is equal ninth, which is a great effort as well.
Terrific. Yeah. What about the Brownlow?
Yeah,
still,
the big one.
Still there, is he?
Still there.
He's moved into second favourite.
I'll tell you something. I won't give this bloke's name away, right? A learned football person.
There's been a leak, has there?
No. A learned football person who I was talking to in the last few days, I'm not going to mention his name or anything, reckons that Trent Cotchin could have as many as 30 Brownlow votes already.
Oh, really? Is this man, has he got the credentials to back up?
He's got the credentials, I would have thought, but anyway.
The thing I find surprising... AC and Green. So you've got the LuxBet.
LuxBet.com. Very good sponsor of ours, LuxBet.
I can't work out how Ablett's favourite.
It's got me.
They've won three games.
He's a great player. He's obviously won the Brownlow Medal, but no one disputes any of that. But they've won three games.
So even if he gets the three in their three wins, there's nine.
And even if in a couple of losses he gets three.
I don't think they've even had that many close losses where he could get the threes.
They've had a couple of close losses.
He couldn't get more than four or five threes, and I can't see him getting it.
I'll be staggered if he gets more votes than Trent Cotchin. Staggered.
And he is favourite in LuxBet.com.
Although, what did he get last year, Gary? He got over 20 last year. Don't forget.
Yeah, he did. He did. But Koch got 15 last year, and he's obviously had a much better season as well. And 10 wins and hopefully 11 wins and a lot of, a number of, obviously, as we know, narrow losses, which he could poll... The maximum votes in those games as well.
You know, the other thing coming up this week is Jack Riewoldt's a fair chance to win the Coleman.
He's a very, very big chance.
You walk around and listen to the average punter, and he's had a poor year. So
Well, Pav mightn't play for a start.
Pav will play.
Okay. Well, so
why would you play Pavlik this week when you've already made finals?
So you think then it's out of Jack or Tommy Hawkins? One behind.
Tommy's
Jack.
Got the Swans.
Yeah,
tough opponent.
Yeah. Anyway,
there's a chance.
Yeah, definitely.
But we don't worry about too much about individual awards here. Particularly
the
Coleman hasn't.
I think particularly Brownlow. I mean, given the fact that it's been over 40 years, it's I think the club with the longest Brownlow drought in the comp. So it would be nice.
There you go.
Obviously, since Ian Stewart last saluted.
No audio there. I thought we had some audio.
What was the audio?
Hey, it was Ben Dobson, Dobbo.
Richmond player in socks.
There we go. Dobbo's going to have to just be working on that for a Trent Cotchin version of that. Yeah. We look forward to it.
So the LuxBet odds there, Ablett's a $3.50 favourite, Cotchin $4.25, so not much between them there. Watson out at $4.75. See what happens on the night. One game to go, of course. Now, we've touched on this earlier, the Jack Dye Medal is coming up. It's only a week away now, September 5, Crown Palladium.
Wednesday night.
So, now that the season's sort of coming to an end, you'd expect that the fans would want to get on board and be involved in that night.
It's a great night, isn't it?
Fantastic night.
Yeah.
A lot of entertainment
planned. Richo, of course, will be there wanting to sign autographs and just, won't you?
No, I won't.
Oh,
it's
you're not going?
About me, mate.
Well,
I'll be there, though, don't worry.
Yeah, of course I'll be there. So it'll be great.
And Lids will be signing autographs, really?
These are the nights Lids just thrives
on. He lives for.
He cannot wait for it.
He just lives for
in
it.
In fact, if you see him there, make sure you take all your footy cards up. Any jumpers, bring all your memorabilia. He'll be more than happy to sign them all, Brady.
And Newey, to be able to take Mrs. Newman along, he'll be
He'll be just kissing and he'll have his arm around her all night, Newey.
Yeah.
out on the floor. He thinks he can dance too.
Oh, really?
Oh, he loves himself on the dance floor.
So it'll be a great night. And for those that can't make it, of course, richmondfc.com.au.
Well, we're doing a webcast of the night, Richo, which you obviously know about.
What do you mean, are we? You know we are, because you're front and square with all that.
It's in your contract.
It's pivotal, your involvement with this. What are you saying, are we?
All of these extra little things you're throwing in aren't in my
been signed off.
And the chieftain is going to get a full list of these things that I haven't been
but
right, eh?
Well, there'll be more details to come because we want people to get there.
No, we do.
Get to the night. But
there's nothing
for those of you that
there.
Can't make it on the night for any other reason, there will be a way to see the Jack Diamond, which we can explain later on in the week.
Yep.
Now, who do we expect? Koch, Lids, these sort of blokes to
Oh, well, obviously, you know.
We've already done the top five.
Yeah,
last
we have.
Week.
Yeah,
but there's a few. I mean, there's a few others that will be, figure fairly prominently, as we thought. Obviously, I mean, Stephen Morris, you would think would be right, you know. Chance to finish top five,
well,
certainly top 10.
He'll win best first year player, won't he?
You would think he would win that.
Just Brandon Ellis, he'll play this week. He's played 21 games in his debut year. Good effort.
Yeah.
Like to see the likes of Ivan Maric and Shane Edwards, where they finish. They've had great years.
No doubt, big Ivy will figure prominently too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Skonner's mate, Griggy.
Griggy's a chance, isn't
Griggy's
he?
Griggy's a, you know, he'll be right up there.
Yes.
He hasn't had less than 20 possessions in any game this season, Griggy. So
won't it be a good night for Skonner and Griggy just to be able to have a frothy together?
That to me will be the highlight of the night, I reckon, at the after party, you know, just the two of them.
Just chewing the fat in the corner.
Well, the question is, does he get a mention in his speech if he finishes top five?
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, we may have to have a word.
I reckon he's more of a chance of getting mentioned than his...
Yes.
...than his partner.
Correct.
Good point.
No right or reply, mate. You've got no microphone, so...
Griggy would not make that mistake of not mentioning his partner in his speech because the rest of your night becomes a very...
That's a good point.
All right, let's get into the tweets of the week this week. Before we get into the emails, we've got about 600 emails. But, Steve Morris, we spoke about. He's on the tweet during the week. And, Greeners, you'll find this a bit controversial, but he's tweeted, definitely be staying with the number 38 next year and beyond. Go Tigers. So he
signed up, has he?
Well,
I would have thought that's a decision that I make as the...
hang on a second.
Being in control of the player numbers here and everything.
So you run the footy club now,
but of course he'll keep it. That's the whole idea. I don't run the footy club, just the numbers. But of course he'll keep it. It's his old man's number and he's done it proud.
You're desperate to get him into a lower number.
No, I'm not. He will stay in 38. Of course he will. He will. It's not an issue.
Yeah, good.
Of course he'll stay in 38.
Okay. All right. Don't get defensive, mate.
Brad
Helbig also tweeted during the week. It was after Friday night's game.
Another number too.
Nah, he's just saying the best feeling in the world walking off the G after a massive Tigers win.
Yep.
So
that's good.
Good to see the youngsters getting
good
around.
Good to see him out there playing.
It's good to see young players like Brad having wins against... I know Essendon is struggling, but having good wins against big teams on Friday it makes them realise why you want to play at a club like Richmond.
Exactly.
And Friday nights, we haven't had too much success of late, have we?
No, two wins this year. Two out of two.
Yeah, good.
Right. Should get more next year now.
Well, hopefully. Can you have a word to them at seven?
It's got nothing to do with seven, has it?
AFL knows the fixture.
Well, that's a good point.
I think our earlier Richmond Saturday night game of the year was the highest rating Saturday night game this year.
Was it?
The Richmond Essendon Dreamtime.
Yeah. Okay.
So that holds us in good stead.
Yeah, good sign.
A couple of Instagrams this week, Greeners.
I'm not quite across Instagram. I don't know if it works
on a podcast.
It doesn't work on a podcast.
Well, what is it, though?
Well, we can describe things. It's photos, mate.
All right, you be descriptive in your resonance and timbre. So be as descriptive as you can be.
Brad Miller, who's retired, he's enjoying life after footy, it seems, and he's sent in a photo, and the caption says, Friday night footy behind the glass, and you think maybe he's in a corporate box or something.
Yeah.
No, it's a photo of a beer.
Oh, a glass
and
of
then,
beer.
Yeah, in front of the camera, and then the ground's in the background.
But he was in a corporate box, if you look.
So glass on glass.
Yeah, so he was looking
through
two pieces of glass.
Oh, it's a double. A little double from Brad.
Alice through the looking glass.
Daniel Harford tweeted back, welcome to the afterlife. Yeah. Hashtag enjoy.
That's good. He's enjoying his retirement, so he should.
Yeah, and then there's another one here from Jaden Post. The boys went to see Gold Class, Expendables 2 yesterday.
Yeah.
You'll see that on Channel 7 over the weekend.
Expendables 2?
Yeah. No. Well, 7 was there. They were interviewing a few of the boys.
Were they?
I think Richo was meant to go, but knocked it back.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, they were going to get you.
First I've heard of it.
Wasn't in his contract, obviously.
Just maybe not needed.
You don't want to do anything that's not in your contract, do you?
That's incorrect.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Have you seen the Expendables, Tim?
No, haven't seen the first
Any
one.
Any desire to?
No, none at all.
Me neither.
Okay. There's another Instagram there. We'll get to that later in the show. Media Watch, because we're running really thin on Media Watch. So
yeah,
we've
run out of vitamins.
No, we haven't. No, we've got a beauty there.
I told you.
No, we've got a beauty. Yeah.
All right, emails now. And in response to the request from Richo last week for top five who you'd like to see bolster the Richmond team.
People have been a little bit confused. It wasn't guys that were on the free agency list.
Right.
It was just five players from other clubs you'd think could add to our list.
Okay.
Yep.
And you don't say Jard Ablett, you know, because everyone knows they're the best.
But we've had a few good entries along that line.
Right. Who won last week?
Yeah, we'll get onto that first. That was the question was Scotty Turner. Who did he knock out?
Who did Scotty put into? He put him on the moon. Actually,
he
might be the first person on the moon because
on the moon.
I don't think Neil actually touched the moon. So this man may have landed on the moon.
Who was it? Who did he knock out?
Gary O'Donnell.
Gary O'Donnell. That's right.
Gary O'Donnell.
Tiffany Main. Emailed us the correct answer there. So thanks, Tiffany. And she also says that she believes he ran through David Grenville that day.
He did.
He got Grenville as well.
No, he did.
So
magnificent day it was.
He went forward and kicked a goal too, didn't he? Was it Scotty?
He did. Oh, yeah. Added a fair bit of bite to the forward line. He was good.
Good. Now, just under the top five we mentioned before, Robert Bamford's got his top five here. He's gone Bo Waters at five. Harley Bunnell.
I like that.
Harley Bunnell from the Gold Coast. Harry Taylor at three.
Yeah,
Nate Fife at
two. Yeah, the knife.
Oh, yeah.
And he's gone Dangerfield at one. So
you love the fight, the knife. Yeah.
I'll fly over and get the knife over here.
You love him.
He's one of my favourite players.
Well, because you were his favourite player. That's why.
No, I liked him before I found that out, and now I like him even more.
You're fabricating that.
Yeah, he is a good player, Greta.
He's a beauty. I know he is.
Crack up. Anthony Bannerman, he's top five. Matt Suckling is one of them. Colin Sylvia, hard-nosed midfielder.
Very
star. Just don't give mine away.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying he might have just...
Matt Suckling, I like.
Yeah, Kieran Jack.
Ooh, yeah.
Good nomination.
Kieran Jack. Are you serious? All right.
Luke McFarlane.
Yeah, Luke, good defender.
Although
getting
a little bit on.
Yeah, Mark Lacroix, the other one there.
Yeah, good.
We'd add to us. Lynn Gmail. That Gmail's the...
Lynn Gmail.
Is the type of email.
I would have thought so.
Lynn...
Yeah,
Lynn. No, it's Lynn Burton. She loves emailing us. Matt Prittis, Daniel Merritt, Taylor Hunt's in there. Jack Darling, Andy Collins got a mention here.
And what the?
I want him back.
Hawthorn player,
handy player to have back at the time.
I reckon every time he played for Carlton this year, Bunger, he did okay, but he just seems to be on the outer there.
Yeah. Lynn also wants to know who the hell is Sconners.
What
people
do you mean?
Maybe
nearly time to Instagram Sconzi's head out there, I think. Just get it amongst the faithful.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We don't want to frighten people.
So thanks for those top fives. They're really good. Richo,
I'll do mine a bit later, thanks for those. And
that's good.
A lot of players there that fitted the categories that we need, I reckon. You know, a backman, backman, a goal kicking, midfield.
Good.
Couple
have
we
got a question for this one?
We should. Yeah, we'll do that now.
Yeah.
You got one?
Let's have a think about it.
The question will be...
Thanks for that, Greeners. Yeah. Some dead air is always good on the podcast.
No, actually...
You got one.
For after the Best and Fairest show, email in your top 10 in order.
What do you mean afterwards?
Hey?
What, after?
Well, before.
After
we need, the emails need to come in before, but for the show up... Oh, you peanut. You know what I'm trying to say?
We need to film one of these one day, aren't we?
The top 10 in the B&F.
In order?
In order.
From and 10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
It has to obviously come in before the night, you clown. I'll tell you what, mate.
Is it 10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
That's
in order. Okay, that's good.
You're not
good.
Getting the Borsellinos, I'll tell you.
I know that.
Yeah. He's stealing all that material from your bloody Media Watch. We've got an email here from Peter Horton. You guys are interested in Peter's work.
Yeah.
He says, "Hi boys, love the show. I just wanted to thank Greeners for his terrible jokes this year, as they have played an important role on the dating scene, and as a result, I am now in a new relationship."
That's lovely, isn't it? Hey,
have a listen to this. I was skeptical at first about using them, but they worked a treat, and I have you to thank.
As they do.
Problem is now, I have a reputation to uphold, and not normally being a joke man myself, I rely on your show to help me out, which will be difficult given that we're in the final week of fixtures. I'll have to step up the entertaining in other ways.
Oh, there's plenty of... I can help out in that too if you're interested with a bit of advice.
If he needs to step things up in other ways, you go to your doctor and you say, can I have some Viagra, please? That should hold him in pretty good stead.
I think you need the Viagra glasses, don't you?
The eye drops.
The eye drops, don't you?
Yeah, the last
thing, look at yourself.
The last email comes from Brad Smith, and we're getting a few emails in off the back of the first email about Wayne Campbell,
right,
Richo, and a few people have seen him out and about, and perhaps Wayne's not giving them the respect that they deserve.
It's the time of day
out there.
Gee, that's a surprise. Wayne brushing someone.
So he says a couple of years back, was at the QEO in Bendigo watching the VFL Grand Final. Golden Square was playing. He went up to Wayne and he said, he's one of my heroes, and it was surreal to actually talk to him. Rather than shake my hand or say thank you, he and Rick Ladson, who was with him at the time, just started laughing. Made me realise just how far up himself he is. He's no longer a hero of mine. Brad's gone hard there.
I've got to cut him a bit of slack.
He's gone hard.
Is
that him?
That's what Wayne's like.
He might have been looking to text one of my gags or something that I sent him. That's why he was laughing.
Don't ever think that Wayne's a good bloke.
Some would say no danger of that.
Brad's got it spot on. That's the way
he's my neighbour. No, I've got to stick up for him.
Yeah.
He's not that bad.
No, not to you. He knows you well. He wouldn't brush you now. You met him for the first time.
He wouldn't dare.
No, exactly.
Well, that's disappointing. Look, if you've got any more Walker stories, send them in. Even during the off season, we'll compile them.
We'll have Wayne Walker watch over summer.
Yeah, this summer.
Walker watch. TalkingTigers@richmondfc.com.au. Thanks for sending those in throughout the year. Keep them coming.
I think he's got a big milestone birthday coming up. Walker, too, in a few weeks.
It's his 40th.
He's 40th. Oh, perhaps I could send in some birthday greetings to him.
We should do a podcast in his honour.
Well, maybe we will.
Now, during the week, Nathan Foley, 3-year extension to his contract. Fantastic news. Obviously injured for the rest of this year, but good vote of confidence by the club. They've stuck by him, and he's been excellent when he's been out in the field. Hopefully, injury worries are behind
him. That's a sign that they're confident that his injuries will be okay going forward, because some people might go, gee, he's been injured a lot, but that shows you that they must have done their homework and be pretty happy with things.
Well, obviously, I mean, he had all those problems a couple of years ago, missed nearly 2 years at footy, a year and a half, and came out, played every game last year, which was really solid, and his form in the first half of this season was excellent. He was right back to his best.
In fact, I reckon our form dipped a little bit when we lost Axel, because we lost that extra midfield rotation.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, you spoke to him, or Raw Vision
Raw Vision, always on the spot, Raw Vision, when it comes to the big issues at Richmond, and we did speak to Nathan Foley last week, and here is what he had to say. Well, Nathan, thanks for joining us here on Raw Vision. You must be pretty excited to have another 3 years on the contract.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's with some really exciting times coming up. So I was very excited to sign with the club, and they've been fantastic, and looking forward to the future.
How is the ankle feeling at the moment? You've obviously been out for a little while now with the Achilles.
Yep. Yeah, it's all fine. I went and seen the surgeon on last Tuesday, and everything's going to plan. It's pretty slow at the moment. There's not too much you can do, but it's I've had no infection or there's been no dramas with it, so it's all going smoothly at the moment.
Very good to hear from Nate there. Now, before we go on, Richo, put a little tweet out there before.
I just tweeted a photo of Greeners just preparing for Talking Tigers today, and I chucked a pair of Borsellinos on Greeners.
They're not my own personal ones.
But I'm getting a few responses from this tweet.
Live tweeting.
Bobby Norris says, what a cool customer he is, straight out of the retired rock star. Look, you'd be happy with that. ZJ Perez.
Yeah.
He says it's nice to put a face to the horrid jokes.
Well, that's good.
That's the unfunny dude who says the jokes.
Very good.
They can tell because of Twitter.
Yeah. Well, everyone will be pleased to know the jokes are back with me this week after your feeble attempt to create a little bit of humour last week.
Got a couple of laughs, I thought.
Anyway, good news about Axel.
Great news.
That's really good. And there's not a lot he can do at the moment because of the nature of the injury.
Yep.
But he'll get stuck into it, and he'll be right for round one next year.
Now, Richo Media Watch. It's getting thinner.
In a way, but then
what have you got?
Well, I had from a very reliable source last week.
Oh, so now you're going with
a very reliable source.
So now you're going
from the man himself. He was interviewing Kath and Kim.
Oh, yeah.
At the launch of their new film.
Yeah.
What was all that about?
Well, we interviewed Kath and Kim. Exactly.
Why?
Like
Why
you said.
Are you interviewing them? What is all that about?
They're
what
footy do you fan. Ask? Kath and Kim are footy fans. So in fact, Kath barracks for Richmond.
What did you ask?
His favourite player is Ivan Marić.
Oh, really? So what did you ask her?
I asked questions like that. It was a bit of a trivia. It was a footy quiz with Kath and Kim.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense then.
Oh, no, great sense.
Footballer.
You seen that movie?
No, I will, though.
No, you won't.
No, yes, I will.
No, I don't think so.
I like Kel. Kel Knight. Kel Knight. He's very good.
Yeah. All right, so no
Nat Bass. That's all you've got.
No Nat Bass this week? No, nothing?
No Nat Bass this week.
Okay.
Where do you put Nat Bass next to Carrie Underwood in terms of...
Yeah.
Well, I've known Nat for years.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, that doesn't matter.
So you know Nat's husband, is that
I've
right?
I've known her husband, Cameron McGlinchey, who's a mad Tiger fan.
Is he?
I've known Cam for 15 years.
Okay.
Mm. There you go.
Oh, that's good. Incidentally, speaking of you, old friends of yours, Foo contacted me during the week.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be getting in touch with Foo at the end of the season, yeah.
B-Rad? B-Rad didn't get in touch
with him? No.
I'll tell you.
Foo's a B-Rad. Good man. Foo.
You should see B-Rad.
Really?
It's just one of the most beautiful things you'll
really?
Ever see.
Oh, the boys will be over for the grand final, won't they?
You know who Foo's alter ego is? B-Rad is Danny DeVito.
Is that right? All right, well, I look forward to seeing the
boys.
You
know what mine is?
Oh,
my alter ego? Andre the Giant.
You are seriously deluded. This season's gone too long for you. You need to get back to that German spa.
Oh, yeah. No.
Speaking of which...
What else have we got?
What?
Hey, speaking of which...
What are we talking about?
Shorts off!
Oh, just the...
Hey...
Just a little thing that's come to our attention.
Yeah.
An email?
It was an Instagram.
An Instagram?
No, it wasn't an email.
With an Instagram attached.
It was a reminder. It was a reminder. Sue Kane. Sue Kane's a regular emailer of the podcast.
She's one of our 280,000 for the month of May.
Yep, exactly right.
And our 1 million for the whole year.
She was reminded when Richo did his top five moustaches of all time last week.
David Cloak, number one.
Perhaps you left someone out.
Yeah.
Well, your good self.
That was for Movember. That was for a charity.
Well, still doesn't. If it's the best Movember.
It still doesn't excuse that.
Hey, I saw Geordie McMahon over in Adelaide last Friday talking of moustaches.
If you can call it that.
Geordie, that's the third mention he's got in the row.
Yeah, I grew a moustache from Movember a couple of years ago.
So you actually call it a moustache? You call it a moustache?
No, it's pathetic, isn't it?
That is the worst moustache I have ever seen.
What, is that the best you can do for me?
Let's just don't take the words out of Sue's mouth.
We were interested in the quotes that were attributed to you at the time. This was... When was this? 2008.
Yeah.
Yep. 14th of November. It says here, the article says, Matthew Richards' moustache was a sorry little thing last week, but 7 days is a very long time when it comes to hair cultivation on the upper lip. Our Movember poster boy from Richmond was living proof of that yesterday when he strolled into Age headquarters with a distinct spring in his step for this picture update. And we'll post this on the website later so everyone can see.
And it's ginger.
So Richo says, I can't go the handlebar because hair doesn't grow on the side of my mouth there. So I think this is the style I'm going to be continuing with for the next few weeks. As for the name of the moustache variation, it's one Richo's terming a bit German porn star.
German porn star.
So.
The shorts off and the that is. And it's ginger. No wonder. I now know why, once the season's over, that you disappear for a few months. Because you can't inflict that upon people again through Movember.
No, I won't.
No, good. All right. There we go. And the Borsellinos. I mean, please. You keep promising. You took a photo of me in your Borsellinos before. Yeah. When are you going to deliver?
They're coming.
All right. So is Christmas.
Italy's a long, long way away, as AC knows.
Yeah, that's right.
They've got to ship them out from there.
It's never too far away for him.
Oh, yeah.
The marinated artichokes.
Oh, geez, I'm glad there's some Italian stuff down here. It's a bit tough, isn't it?
All right.
So that's it for radio. That was okay. We got through that pretty well. There's a bit there.
But
I'll tell you what, the problem with the podcast finishing now is
that now
it's a big couple of months.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Finals,
spring carnival. Of course. Don't worry, we'll be compiling it all.
And
for our Christmas special. Forget that.
His website's in meltdown now. You can't get on it anymore. No more requests.
No. That's all right.
Now, Alex Rance found his way into the media this week.
What is he doing?
What's he done, Rancy?
Oh. He's a star performer in the latest Lowe's ad.
It's a Father's Day ad.
Lowe's is your Dimmies sort of
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, it's your Dimmies type store. And anyway, Sconners.
Let's listen to it.
Yeah.
Bit rough working on Father's Day. Hey, let's send the boys down the massive Father's Day sale.
At Lowe's.
Alex, shorts and T-shirts, $12.50 each. That's up to half price.
Yes, Dad.
Selected Bonds underwear, up to 30% off.
Yes, Dad.
Don't worry, Alex. They're off to the Father's Day sale.
At Lowe's.
Some of the best work.
Oh, no.
You could hear.
Richo, you're speechless with that.
That's something that in 10 years' time that will get played to Alex and he'll go, oh, what have I done here?
No.
What have I done
that
here?
That is just extraordinary.
He did have the big aviators on.
Who were the other guys with him?
Well, he's Murray was in the
band. Oh, Murray in as
Murray
well.
Murray was there. Murray's old man.
Oh, Murray would have a percentage of the business, I reckon.
But no, I can't ever remember probably a worse performance in an ad. I mean, you know, it gets a bit hazy and, you know, life goes on and everything, but yeah.
There's been some bad ads over the years, shockers,
but that would be right up there. In fact, even if you do a top five worst ads of all time.
Worst ads that footballers have done.
Yeah,
there'd be a few.
I reckon that's right up there.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
A shocker. Anyway.
Have a good hard look at yourself, Alex.
Yep. You'll learn. You'll learn from that. He's an inspiring, aspiring actor.
Yeah, that's, well.
He doesn't mind getting in front of the cameras. And
he enjoys the camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just concentrate on your footy, Alex, I reckon.
Yeah, well, that's your words.
He's got to have life after.
No, I'm kidding. If he wants to go down that path, he just needs to he needs to take some lessons from you. I mean, you were a pathetic media performer, and look at you now. You're just average.
Yeah, very good. I like that. The thing with Alex is he's easy on the eye. The girls love him. He'd make a good actor.
No, he would. Yeah, if he just had some ability in that regard.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, thanks for listening, Alex.
No, I'm kidding. I am kidding.
Now, how long have we gone? Half an hour? We haven't talked about footy yet, probably.
Yes, we have.
Have we?
Mm.
Well, the footy, it wasn't much of a game to talk about.
It was a long time ago, wasn't it? Almost
a
week ago.
It was
Friday night footy,
very average game. The swirling wind and
On TV, people don't realise that when that wind gets in the MCG and swirls like that, because on TV in general play, you've got no idea that it's so windy.
What about when people still say, some commentators, not your good self, but say, oh, which end's the wind going to? I've watched football at the MCG for nearly 50 years.
Yeah.
It has never, ever favoured one end, ever.
No, and it gets in there, and the thing at the G is, I probably shouldn't be saying this, but goal kicking at the G, you almost can't worry about the wind. You just got to go at the middle because it swirls either side.
Yeah, it's a good
eventually
point.
You just go up the middle, I reckon.
It's a good point. But, I mean, we just obviously dominated
the game.
Which
I obviously never did, but that's what I got told that you should do.
Yeah, well, Koch and Riewoldt had 10 points between them, so you get those two who were generally good kicks of the foot.
No, that's right. But we dominated. I mean, the game was just played in our forward 50.
I didn't watch it live, but on TV it was like circle work. The Bombers really have come to a standstill.
Yeah, no, they're shot.
They couldn't put any pressure on. They couldn't even win the footy.
No. And we probably should have won by, well, we could have won by twice that, I guess, but because we dominated that much, but
absolutely,
and good. So I mean, Tucky was great again, and Koch, you know, probably got more Brownlow votes, arguably another vote or two, and Lids was great.
He was going at his efficiency rating, wasn't it?
I thought that Brett and Tucky were better on the weekend.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But there were other good signs. Matty D probably played his best game for the season. I thought he was really
good to see Dave Asprey out there.
Yep. Dave, yeah.
I know he didn't get a lot of the ball, but just to be back out there for him is the most important thing.
Same as Brad Helbig. He's had a full game. He hasn't really had that since he's come back from his leg injury.
And I reckon Basher was probably Basher's best game of the year, too. He just ran really hard and just got plenty of the ball.
Check your rundown, mate.
We'll just
skip the next segment because we're going to go through the highlights of the game, but just before we do that, let's listen to Damien Hardwick's press conference after the game.
Look, it probably wasn't our best work on the night. I think, you know, to keep 20-odd points, the wind was relatively swirly out there, as we know, but probably the thing that was a little bit disappointing was our composure to get the ball inside 50 to a marking target, so just got to improve in that area. Yeah, look, it was great. You know, we're probably for a period of time. Look, there was a little bit of concern, obviously coming from a reasonably hot day in Perth, back on a, you know, 6-day break. We probably were a little bit nervous going into the game, but that was pleasing. It was always going to be a slog initially, but then to see us work away was really good. And the great thing from our point of view, you know, Robbie obviously had a role and Dempsey did a terrific job, and Daniel Jackson went to Watson, I think, after quarter time, and he had 10 for the remaining of the game. So look, for those two blokes to nail those two players is really, really important for us.
Yeah, so despite some negatives in the game, Greeners, you've found some impressive stats.
Oh, well, there was a couple of very interesting stats when I did my research that what do we have? 37 scoring shots. The most we'd had in a game against Essendon for 30 years.
Oh, really?
Since 1982.
What about the inside 50 numbers?
Oh, yeah. That was a record. So yeah. I think 71, 72. Yeah.
On world record pace at halftime.
I think it was still the most. I think we ended up with 71, 72.
I can't remember
inside
us having 50s. 72 before.
Yeah, yeah, extraordinary. And then the... So the win, the 45-point win, was the biggest in 25 years against Essendon. So,
should have been 85.
Oh, it could have been 85, 90. So there you go, just a couple of little stats that fascinated me.
Yeah, good. Mm. Richard, what was your highlight?
My highlight? Well, it was Basher that Tone just mentioned. I thought, as you said, one of his better games for the year, had a heap of run. Obviously, you're always very motivated, or he would have been motivated, playing against his former team that sort of didn't want him there, and we took him, and he's been great for us. Absolutely. But just his run from half-back, our half-back line controlled the game. Yeah. That's why we had so many inside 50s, because we'd get it in there, and our half-back set up so well behind the ball, and it was just going in at will. Yep. So Basher was great.
He was great, and he spoke to the media yesterday. He's the player up for the press conference, and here's a bit of what he had to say.
Those who have played 10, 15, 20 games are all stepping up. Again, in that confidence, you know, you look at our defence on the weekend. We had the average games was 35. You know, imagine when we put 15 or 20 games into these young players. You know, we're going to be, you know, pretty strong and obviously gel as a group. So we're really looking forward to the season to come. And you know, it's from a team perspective, you know, there was a bit of hiccups on the way, but you know, it's all about the way we finish now and obviously leading into the pre-season with confidence.
Basher out at Sandringham, the windiest place on the face of the earth. Sandringham.
Pretty windy down there, the old beach oval. Yeah. Definitely. Interesting thing also, Newey, the fact Newey was able to go in the midfield a bit. And do you think moving forward that might be a role for him, you know, next year?
Yeah, but no doubt.
Midfield or on the wing?
Out of rotation. Mm. I think more wing
more
for
wing,
Newey.
Yeah. Yep.
Get the ball out to him and let him use that left leg. But yeah, no doubt he could do that. Mm.
Copped a bit of stick for his boots on Friday night.
Geez, they were leery.
What were they?
Oh, yeah, the blue and pink numbers on.
Yeah, but I think they're a thing. These with Adidas, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
I think it's some sort of promo they have where they make their own boots and then they're giving them out to charity and signing them.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Now, what about your highlight?
I was just going to say, your mate Dennis Cometti said you'd never see Jack Dyer running around in boots like that, you know, as a captain.
You
that
wouldn't.
Was a bit harsh.
Well, no.
That was, Dan should regret saying that. Move up with the times.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point.
We had a few good performances. I liked the work of Shane Tuck. We did talk about him earlier.
Yeah.
He had a couple of down weeks where he didn't have as many disposals, but he was back up.
Would he only had 28 instead of 32?
Yeah, he had a couple of low 20s.
Yeah, right, you know. Okay.
33 on the weekend and really just set the scene. He was first quarter, first half.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's clearly the best on ground and would have finished that way as well, I thought. So good on you, Shane Tuck. Now, let's get on to the Tough Tiger of the Week. And what did, Green, is you, this is your suggestion.
Well, we touched on the goal kicking before and how difficult it is. But the good thing with Jack is that nothing fazed him. It's just his mental toughness, and every time he was anywhere near having a shot for goal, he just did and continued to miss all the way through. And it never fazed him. A bit like you.
Well, you just got to keep having shots.
Exactly, and you admire that. That's tough.
You know what? Some
that's mental toughness.
Do.
They'd want to give it off.
They don't want to go near
shoot
the ball.
You know, sideways or across their body, but. He just went back every time, lined it up, and missed.
I think we're grasping at straws a little bit with that Tough Tiger of the Week.
Well,
surely it was. You know what? There actually weren't many courageous acts on the night because it was such an open sort of circle work.
Yeah,
you know?
Not many tackles either on the weekend.
We could have given it to Steve Morris again, but you give it to him every
week. Well, we do it every week.
Next week we'll probably announce the Tough Tiger of the Year, won't we, next week?
Yeah.
On the post-Jack
Will that be announced
show?
At the Jack Dye Medal?
I wouldn't have thought so, man. We're not that big. We are big.
Have we, just on that, quietly, have we worked out who goes up on stage? To kill it.
Have we got an award at the banner?
What do you think?
Well, it'd be reasonably obvious, boys, wouldn't it? Who would do the talking when we get up there?
What, who?
What, Greeners?
Well, you watch the MTV Awards, any sort of... You watch any awards show.
Yeah.
A music awards show where the band goes up, the lead singer always does the talking.
I better start working on my, I'll start working on my speech then.
That's obviously me, Tone. You're more of the bass player sort of a scenario.
Right. Anyway, we'll talk. We shouldn't bore the listeners with that. We'll work on our speech after the show.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen, mate. So, yeah, next week we'll announce it.
Okay.
Along with some other things on the show on Thursday.
Mm.
Now, just quickly on injuries at the moment. A lot of players have been out for the rest of the year for the last couple of weeks, but Ben Griffiths will have a test. He had a concussion last week. Mm. He will.
Anyone out from last week, though?
Yeah, Matt White.
Oh,
Matt White has a slight.
Oh, did he? Oh,
he's got a slight groin. Won't play for 6 months.
Yeah, good boy. Yeah,
he's got a 6 month hamstring injury.
Very clever.
You're right, eh?
So we'll have one out. So if Griffiths doesn't get up, then someone else will get up.
Who else would be?
What, Ryan? Brandon Coburg Ellis.
Didn't play
Brandon
today.
Ellis.
Yeah, he's the one. Who's
Brandon will come in.
He'd come back in.
So either they drop someone else or Griffo maybe doesn't get up for this week. Mm. But enough options there. Our young defence was really good last week.
Batch was good back in, wasn't he?
Well, what Basher just said, I think the average games in the defenders was 35. You've got your back six only averaging 35 games.
Yeah,
so if you go to a club like Geelong, you got one player averaging, you know, games tally was more than our whole back six. Oh, Matty Scarlett. So.
Yeah, exactly. Same with Dustin Fletcher, isn't it?
Yeah. So Newey obviously left there last weekend, and Lids has gone out of there from last year. So, but they stood up remarkably well last week. And Cramery and these sort of guys, and Hurley being up there, that's a pretty good effort to keep those guys
quiet.
Monfries is up there, and Davey and whoever else. So.
They didn't have a poor. On paper, they had a good lineup.
Yeah,
they've just hit the skids.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Speaking of something that's not hit the skids, it's Richo's rant.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Now, there's a lot of people who make comment on this game, isn't there, Greenus?
Oh,
an awful
too
lot.
Many.
Too many, probably.
Mm. Mm.
And just a vibe that I get off a lot of people who probably don't follow Richmond that closely is, they're going to finish 9th, 10th again.
Yeah.
They haven't improved. Same old Richmond.
Mm.
Oh, you're going to make the finals next year.
Mm.
It's really starting to get under my skin.
Irritate you.
It's irritating me.
It's getting on your quince.
Because they don't actually follow the club closely enough.
No.
So they don't look at the facts.
All they do is look at the W's and L's, as someone said.
That's all they do, Tone.
Can't look beyond that.
And it's really annoying me.
Mm.
Now, we're going to win.
Get it off your chest.
We have to win this week first, but we'll finish with 11-11.
If we win this
if
week.
If we win this week, which, if we're the side, if we've improved, we will. But I was just glancing through the paper yesterday, and I was having a look at the average losing margins of every team. Now, number one was the Sydney Swans. Their average losing margin was only 15 points.
Mm.
So they've been, the games they lose, they don't lose by much.
Yep.
So I thought, this will be interesting. I'll see where we sit in this category.
Mm.
We're actually equal with Sydney.
Mm.
Our average losing margin is 15 points.
Yep.
Okay, so that means you've been going all right. That means you're competitive in nearly every game.
Yep.
We're best defensive effort for this club in points against since 1971.
True.
That is if we keep Port Adelaide under 82 points, I think it is.
Geez, that's extraordinary.
Well, we all know 3 losses by under a goal could have gone either way.
In consecutive weeks.
5 losses by 10 points or under.
Mm.
Our biggest loss for the year was in round one.
Round one.
Yeah. We've only had
and we were
one,
still in that game.
We've only had one other loss for the year, and that was 22 points to Freo over at Patterson's.
Yep.
Freo are going okay, aren't they? Did they just beat North by 10
7
goals?
7 out of 8.
Yep.
Just won by 10 goals, I think, against a team that hadn't lost for 10 weeks in North Melbourne. Third lowest age group behind Gold Coast and GWS. Now, potentially, you've got the Brownlow and Coleman medalists sitting out there.
Mm.
I mean, that's a big potential one, but I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Well, they're certainly in all Australian contention.
Yeah, we've got
as
probably two players who should make the All-Australian team. And if Brett Deledio doesn't, that's a whole nother rant. We'll save we'll save that rant for after that event.
But
that will be one. Probably the best recruit for the year from another club, recycled recruit in Big Ivan Marek.
Can't
and I could keep going on, Tone, if you want me to.
Steve Morris, maybe the best mature-age recruit.
A percentage that will finish at about 112,
best
113.
Best since 98 or 6, 96, I think.
Yeah. So for anyone out there that thinks that Richmond hasn't improved...
Yeah, listen up.
You can all go and get stuffed!
Good. Definitive.
Oh.
Can't argue with him. And you wouldn't.
That's just magnificent.
He's angry.
That's magnificent.
Yeah.
Now, there's something I realise that we haven't mentioned that we probably should have. And
what's this, mate?
Whether we can get him on the show next week before.
Yeah.
But the personal Matthew's personal trainer.
What's happened?
Hey, Matty Hornsby.
Oh,
Hornsby. The dog. He's departing Tigerland.
Oh, they're pretty easy to find personal trainers. They're dime a dozen. Go over to the Botanical Gardens. There's 100 of them over there at any given time. Craig Cameron, he should just walk over there now and just go, who wants a job? Because basically all you got to do is stretch them and tell him to go run a few laps.
Oh,
so he's not a big loss, the dog.
Oh, well, I think we might have to get him on the show just to counter those claims.
In all seriousness.
No, he's a ripping bloke, and we wish him all the very best in his new gig.
One of the most professional people you'll ever meet.
And one of the nicest people
you ever meet.
No,
but
that's a good point.
He did his job very, very well, Matty Hornsby. Well, and look at our injury, you know, soft tissue record this year.
Good point.
Other clubs are struggling and losing players every week. I don't think we've had many soft tissues. Matty White in the weekend, but Matty Hornsby has been here for 10 years and he's a champion.
He's a beauty. Sorry, I know it wasn't on the run sheet, but I just thought of it and I thought
worthy
to
mention.
Should mention it.
So you got a good opportunity to go outside the footy industry and that...
But he was very much required here still. Don't worry about that.
Of course he was.
He would have been here next year
if
he didn't get the chance to further his career.
Tough decision. Tough decision for him. Anyway. Now, just the Port game this week.
An interesting scenario, though, that it's a similar sort of thing to a couple of years ago when we played them. We played them last round 2 years ago. It was, I think, Cuz's farewell game. We played them at Etihad, and we went in as hot favourites. And they also had, Matty Promise was their caretaker coach back then. And they knocked us off. I think they were about 8 goals ahead of us at one stage in the second quarter.
That won't happen this week.
Anyway.
Yeah, pretty confident.
It's at the MCG, isn't it?
It's a last home game for the year, so last chance for our fans to get out there and cheer like they have all year. They've been fantastic. Yeah. And along with there, we announced 53,000 members. We didn't mention that either. 53,000 members last week.
Oh, that's extraordinary. Extraordinary performance. It really
amazing.
Is.
And well done to every one of them.
Yep.
Sign up again for next year.
Exactly right.
And your faith in the yellow and black and loyalty will...
Be rewarded.
Well rewarded in the next few seasons. Well rewarded.
A good place to be.
I hope I get rewarded by the chief for that contract.
As long as you look after us.
There'll be no show. Right? There will be no show without him.
What would we do? Would Walker fill in?
Yeah, maybe.
He's got the time. He's got the time.
Apple wouldn't even bother sending through the numbers if Wok took over.
Maybe give the dog a counter offer. He might come back and do the podcast full time.
Anyway. Yeah.
All right, let's open the vault.
Oh.
Here we go.
The vault.
Keep it short, man.
Well, okay. You've got another gig to go to, haven't you?
I have, actually.
Oh, of course. Well, we're just talking about Port Adelaide. The last time that we beat Port Adelaide at the MCG was around 10, 1998.
We mustn't have played them there for
years. We haven't
played
them that often. The last time we think we played them was about 5 years ago. Yeah. So, round 10, 1998, we beat them 13-19-97 to Port 9-13-67. That win was set up with a 6-5-1-2 third quarter. The three Brownlow votes went to Nick Daffy.
The Duck.
And, he had 33 touches, 8 marks and a goal. Walker got the two votes, 41 touches. In his 41 in his 150th game.
He could find the cherry out there.
Was he taking that, though?
He might have been, And Knighter got the one vote with 31 touches. Matthew Knight, 17 kicks, 14 handballs, 8 marks.
Richard
and he did. Yeah. 16 kicks, big game, 16 kicks, 15 marks, 4 handballs, 4 goals. 7.
What a
4 goals, 7 behinds. So you're talking about you're having a go at Jack Riewoldt before, right? Having a go at him, just ripping him to shreds, and there you've gone. 4-7.
15 marks.
15 That's marks. You didn't get a Brownlow vote.
That's a disgrace.
No Brownlow vote. So,
15
just
marks,
interesting,
did
some
say?
Of the players playing that day. 15, yes.
16 kicks. All right. 15 marks.
Birdman played, the Gale brothers, Harrow, your mate Harrow, Darren Gasper, Callaway brothers. Mini hands.
Yeah,
Prescott, Turner, and of course for Port Adelaide, they had Brendan Lade, who's now assistant coach here. Scotty Cummins, Chris Nash, who was playing there. Gavin Wanganeen, Stewie Dew, and the magnificently named Donald Dickey.
I saw Stewie Dew.
Donald Dickey
had on the weekend. Donald Dickey.
You like that? You saw Stewie Dew?
He's assistant coach of the Sydney Swans.
Yeah. He is. Did I mention Donald Dickey?
Looks like he's man eating pillows, Stewie.
Oh. Anyway, that was that. So.
No, he's a good bloke, Stuart. No, he looked good, actually. He's lost weight. He looked good.
Yeah, he's trimmed down nicely. All right.
All right. Now let's get into this week's top five.
He had to bend it. It was the Beyonce. To the left, to the left. And he got there. He's got five.
Gee, we're running over time.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it.
I'll make it quick.
They love it. They just, everyone loves it.
So this was top five players that I'd like to have at Richmond. Yeah. And I didn't go obvious Ablett, Judd, because everyone wants them. So I thought I'll start at the bottom. Number five, I thought let's add a little bit of midfield depth, a bit of grunt, hard in and under, but good spread on the outside and can kick goals. Kicked over 20 goals for the year. I like Kieran Jack.
Yeah, he's a gun.
You know what else? Great tackler because he's played a lot of rugby.
Well, his old man was a rugby Gary Jack star. Yeah.
So he played a lot of rugby as a junior, Kieran. Yeah. So I think he'd be a great recruit. Mm-hmm. A guy that's really on the outer at his club, but he's a 30-possession, five-goal man when he has a good day, is Colin Sylvia. I like Colin. And people go, oh, do you want players? You know, he's had a bit of trouble off the field, but you back your leadership group.
Do you know Sylvia's mother?
No,
Dr. Hook. Good song.
Next.
Next. Colin... But good half forward hit up.
Yeah, with good midfield.
With the ability to go through the midfield. So I like him. Big, strong backman. Now, big, strong backman. I like big Sauce Merritt up at Brisbane.
Strobes. This is very similar to a few of the...
I know. I like that. So we're on the same wavelength
as the Richmond supporters. Before. Yeah, good.
So if Sauce was available, I'd go after him. Now, I'd like a running half back who kicks the ball as well as anyone in the competition.
Yeah.
Because Newey's obviously got two, maybe 3 years left.
Yeah, maybe
we've got to replace him, right?
Yep.
I'd go for Matt Suckling from Hawthorn.
He's a magnificent beautiful kick.
He is the best kick in the comp, I reckon.
He's a very good kick.
But the number one target for me would be... Now, this is pie in the sky because it's not going to happen, but a player like Jared Ruffhead.
Ruffy.
Who has the ability to kick 70 goals in a season, but... It's showed this year what a great second ruckman he is. He can really palm the football. So wouldn't he be nice just drifting forward? No, that's taking nothing from Tyron Vickery, who's going to play that role next year. But you'd still be able to throw Ruffy through there, I reckon. So there's five recruits
that
we could target.
Very good point. And Ruffy is an inspiration to Nathan Foley because he's coming back from the same injury with the Achilles tendon. And and Axel said that he had spoken to him about it. So if he can come back as well as Ruffy has, he'll be doing well.
Absolutely.
Very well indeed.
Speaking of not doing well, your gags have been terrible.
No.
So much so that I had to take over last week.
Greenies, make them good. This is your last chance.
No, won't have any gags next week.
Why not?
Why won't have any gags next week?
Because we're doing the show next week, aren't we?
What do you mean we're doing the show?
Oh, we are doing
it. We're still doing a show anyway. All right. Did you, what do you call a man with no arms, no legs, who can swim across a pool?
What?
A clever dick.
Can we go with that?
Did you hear about the magician who swallowed a rabbit?
No.
He pulled a hair out of his bum.
Oh, God.
You like that big fella?
I did next time.
I had to go to the doctor during the week.
Oh, I love it. He must have a big medic. Do you have private health cover?
Oh, of course I do. I said, Doc, I keep feeling like a packet of savoury biscuits. He said, oh, no. I said, what? He goes, you're crackers. But then I was seeing these images of Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. And I told him, I keep seeing these images of Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck. He said, how long have you been having these Disney spells for?
Is that it?
That is terrible.
You got a funny
one. I said, Doc, I keep thinking I'm I said, Doc, I keep thinking I'm a vampire. He said, next, please. Next, please.
Oh, you're enjoying these. They are terrible.
Next.
They're getting worse.
They are bad.
Any more?
No, that'll do.
Sure?
Save them for
us. You have a funny one. If there's a funny one there, can you read it out?
Oh, that's it.
You're stretching it now, aren't you? You were good early in the year.
That's a long year.
We're getting closer and closer to the hour mark here on Talking Tigers. We'll get there. Don't worry about that. Thanks again for listening in. Don't forget, Jack Dye Medal is next Wednesday, September 5. Jump on richmondfc.com.au and buy your tickets because it's going to be a great night. And email us in talkingtigers@richmondfc.com.au and we'll talk to you next Thursday. Pretty good.